Hello, this is David Rovix with episode 38 of This Week with David Rovix, which is available at davidrovix.com/thisweek, on the David Rovix mobile app, or wherever you get your podcasts. This past week has been one of those weeks when the internet seemed to explode, as it does every so often. Analyzing the patterns in which the rubble hit the ground after the blast, there is an overwhelming sense of mass confusion. Questions and condemnations are everywhere. Who does he really work for? What are his real interests? Who wants to extradite him and why? In one moldy crevice of the internet, we have people convinced that he couldn't possibly be a rapist. He was set up. The women are crisis actors. In another fetid corner are those loudly proclaiming that because he may be guilty of these accusations, who cares if he's extradited to the U.S. for entirely other reasons? And then, in still another myopic little hole, the loyal Democrats, convinced that anyone who calls out Hillary Clinton as an imperialist stooge of Goldman Sachs must therefore be working for both Putin and Trump. And therefore, so what if Julian Assange is thrown to the wolves in Alexandria, Virginia, along with Chelsea Manning? I get the powerful sense that people don't know what to believe. When faced with a situation where there are many different interests involved, putting forward different perspectives for their own particular reasons, there is a tendency for people to retreat into irrational little corners and shout obscenities at anyone who tries to talk to them. It is, however, through the opposite of this kind of retreat and shout mentality where we can begin to understand the world around us. It's imperative that you first turn off your TV. With talk radio or talk TV like Fox or MSNBC, all you get is repetition of positions rather than analysis of real information. But repetitive propaganda of a liberal, conservative, fascist, socialist, or other nature is not what we need. To understand the world, you need more information, not less, a broader array of angles from which to view the same situation, not more ways to beat a dead horse. Cutting to the chase, Julian Assange is wanted by the forces of empire in Washington, D.C., both Democratic and Republican, because he helped expose U.S. war crimes in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. This is no longer a suspicion, but we can now say, since his arrest in London, it is a fact. Whatever he thinks of the relative pros and cons of the two ruling parties in the U.S., however he has treated people on an interpersonal basis, whether or not his organization has accepted donations from the right or wrong people now or historically, while all of these questions are certainly relevant broadly, they are not relevant to the basic reason why the U.S. has been trying to resuscitate the Moribund Espionage Act of 1920 to go after whistleblowers and journalists, or in the case of Julian Assange, whistleblower journalists. Chelsea Manning got 35 years. Her future at this point is very uncertain. There is no reason to suspect that the Justice Department will be seeking any less of a punishment in their case against Assange, which is being pursued for the exact same so-called crimes. The crime of exposing war crimes. This is why Julian Assange should be defended.
Come on, fire!
Hey, Roger.
Watched it on the TV. Machine guns fire towards the ground. I watched the people run. Helicopter gunship strafing the street. I watched them lining up the bodies in the Baghdad heat. They say these leaks had consequences, and I must agree. When I saw them fire on the children, it affected me. I thought, what if I were wearing the other shoe? If I had a hammer, what would I do? I am just a person, like anyone. I am just another mother's son. I have no special powers. I cannot fly. Not like that helicopter gunship up in the sky, sending all those bullets all around to the journalists and children on the ground. I am just one man, that's very true. But if I had a hammer, what would I do? Sometimes I try to wonder, why should I care? But then the answer seems so obvious. There are people down there. And right here in Queensland, there's an army base. And there's a helicopter gunship just sitting in place. There's a time for watching. There's a time to act. It's just gonna kill more children if it remains intact. I am just one person, but you are too. And if you had a hammer, what would you do? If you had a hammer, what would you do?
This has been episode 38 of This Week with David Rovics. I'm starting a new podcast as of this week, a very micro podcast called Song for Today, featuring a song related to this date in history. The podcast series will also include longer form special editions to be announced. You can check it out at davidrovics.com/songnews, and soon you'll also be able to find it along with This Week with David Rovics on all the usual podcasting platforms. To hear previous episodes of This Week with David Rovics and to learn how you can help support my podcasting efforts, go to davidrovics.com/thisweek. Okay, that's all for now. Hope to see you here and elsewhere again soon. And if you happen to be in Denmark, I hope to see you at Café Hellebæk on the last Sunday of April, or in Copenhagen, Odense, or Haderslø on May 1st. I've launched a crowdfunder for a cargo bike that we can use at the cafe, too. You can read more at davidrovics.com/cafe. Thanks for listening.